2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Amanda's on vacation all this week. Thanks for joining me. Good morning. KSL News Time now is 5:30, and our top story this hour is that weather. Parts of northern Utah have just been blasted with snow this morning, while other spots haven't seen anything. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small in Centerville. Adam?
Tim, I would estimate 5 to 6 inches of snow have fallen up here in where I'm at in Davis County. I left Farmington, tons of snow blanketing the side streets. Some of them were just barely starting to see plow drivers getting out there. Some of them were just private business owners trying to get their parking lots clear early this morning. On the freeway, though, you're not really going to be able to exceed 40 miles an hour at any point between Farmington and Centerville. I was going probably 35 miles an hour most of that drive. And this is a storm that the Salt Lake Valley may see as the morning progresses. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Seaman says that the storm is going to continue to move further south as the morning goes on.
That snow should be trending downward after sunrise, say 9, 10 a.m., before ending by midday. So we're looking at about another 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, potentially 4 to 5 up on the bench areas.
The good news is after about late morning, early afternoon, the storm is going to start to dissipate a little bit, but another storm's coming Wednesday. We know we've already shattered that snow water record set in 1983. Well, right now, as of yesterday, we had 26.5 inches of snow water up in the mountains, and that next storm could bring another foot to 2 feet. So brace yourselves. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
More snow and more records broken on Utah ski slopes. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our live team coverage.
The latest records to fall are at Alta and Snow Basin, which now have their snowiest seasons on record. Alta says their total snowfall sits at 752 inches, which breaks a record set back in 1981 at Snow Basin. They also say they have a season total of 482-plus inches, again, smashing a previous record of 475 inches. And, of course, these numbers are going up this morning with today's storm and more storms on the way through the rest of the week. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson continues our team coverage this morning, looking at the water records. We just keep rising.
And if you didn't hear, yes, we have broken the snow water equivalent in our snowpack, a measurement of how much water is within that snow across the state. We are now at 26.5 inches of snow water equivalent. Lots of water up there, and we're continuing to add. Speaking of adding to the snowpack, we're also bringing snow to the valley floor. Look for AM snow showers thanks to the Great Salt Lake.
Matt says today's snow should slow down after about the noon hour, but temperatures remain cold throughout the next couple of days. Utah Governor Cox is defending his decision to sign off on two new state laws that severely restrict teen social media use.
Utah is the first state to pass these restrictions, citing skyrocketing rates of depression and anxiety in teens. Cox tells NBC's Meet the Press he fully expects legal challenges to these new laws, but says he is very confident the state can handle them.
I would prefer the Congress act. That's where this should happen. And I think it will. It's amazing to me. We have very conservative members of Congress. Congressman Chris Stewart is running a bill right now. Broad bipartisan support.
One of these laws puts a variety of restrictions on teen social media use. It bans overnight use, gives parents full access to teenagers' accounts, and requires a parent to sign off before kids make any new accounts. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Utah Governor Cox also signed off on a bill that ends the use of gas chambers in animal shelters statewide. Utah Humane Society Marketing Director Guinevere Schuster is applauding the state for taking action to end euthanasia.
There are a lot of hurdles for companion animals in our state. Inhumane euthanasia should not be one of them. And there's been lots of studies that have shown, just how inhumane the gas chamber is.
She is pushing for euthanasia to be banned nationwide. KSL's top national stories now. A New York grand jury considering charges against former President Donald Trump is expected to hear new witness testimony today.
The waiting game continues for former President Trump. He predicted he would be arrested last week. But for now, the grand jury investigating hush money paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels continues its work. Just days ago, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg received a letter with a death threat saying, "Alvin, I am going to kill you," and a white powder later deemed non-hazardous. On social media, Trump warned of potential death and destruction if he's charged. Protests that Trump has called for haven't materialized, but hostile rhetoric has put the courthouse behind metal barriers.
ABC's Lindsay Watts reporting. Let's get that first look traffic check here and go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, it's a lot of problems if you're trying to travel on the east side of Salt Lake County up on the bench on I-215. If you're going into any of the canyons in Salt Lake County or trying to drive at all, really between North Salt Lake and Brigham City, you're driving on top of snow in Farmington. The plows haven't even been able to clear that part yet. Both directions, we've got stalls and crashes all along the stretch between Clearfield and Centerville. And then even in Utah County, it's just going into the canyons that you're going to see your biggest issues in Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two stallions have been found shot on BLM land in Tooele County. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard Bell reports the Bureau of Land Management wants whoever's responsible brought to justice.
Lisa Reed from the Bureau of Land Management says they are offering over $20,000 to anyone with information on the two wild stallions that were shot on federal land a few days ago.
The more clues that we can get, especially eyewitness accounts, that would be the most helpful at this point.
Samantha Cooper from the Onarchy Catalogue says this could lead to more criminal activity.
Now, if this is allowed to go unpunished, it may lead to an increase in illegal poaching of game and also wild horses. And again, these horses are federally protected.
Those responsible could face up to a year in jail if caught. Anyone with information is urged to call the BLM tip line. Hugh Bell, KSL News Radio.
And a group of Taylor Swift fans is filing a federal lawsuit in L.A. today against Ticketmaster, claiming a conspiracy to jack up prices for Swift's Eras Tour. Jem Aswood is a senior music editor for Variety magazine and says Ticketmaster has a monopoly over the industry.
The monopoly issues have been going on for years and years and years and years. Pearl Jam took them before Congress.
Drake fans are filing a separate lawsuit against Ticketmaster in Canada, accusing the company of price fixing there.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.